Sports is back, you freak. Strong. What's going on, Stonks? And welcome to your, this is yours, this is all for you, your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I'm your host, Roy. Finally back from a forced hiatus. Yeah, a couple of the studio heads, you know, talking to me, saying, you know, this and that. They wanted, we were dropping fucking sponsors left and right. Advertisers were gone. You dumbass. So if you hear any, you know, whining, it's me because the fucking Lightning aren't doing what they gotta do. Yes, I'm back. The game's on. And I'm watching the game sitting here by candlelight. I'm right by candlelight having a cigar outside on location. On location, son. So I took last week off. Who's better that way? I was in no shape to do a podcast at, 11:30 after kickball, lost that game. But I got on base. Couple of bad calls went against us. I drove in a run. They didn't count it, but, what can you do? What can you do? I feel like the other team was, you know, fucking sweetening the pot for some refs. You know what I'm saying? Greasing some fucking palms. But I got my next game this Thursday against someone where we will booze and kick some balls around. That's what we will do. And you can find out about that on next week's podcast. See how that went. Ugh, I got bugs. The one thing about doing this outside is bugs. I'm covered in fucking bug spray, sitting inches from a flame. So hopefully that doesn't go terribly wrong. But what could? What could go wrong? Tojo. So yeah. We got the Tampa Bay Lightning going up against Detroit. They're down right now 1-0 halfway through the second period. They're up on the shots. Shots on goal, 11 shots, 8 for Detroit. They started off very slow, very sloppy play. I think a lot of forced plays that kind of got them into trouble there early. Very physical game, a lot of penalties, so that's nice to see. Stammer got one, which you want to see your captain get in there a bit. You really do. You don't want to see him, you know, fucking off the ice too long, but you want to see him take charge and fucking crack some skulls there. They're playing Detroit. They won the last game 5-1, so they really bounced back after that first game loss about last week. But that was a good lost the first home game, won the second. Now they're in Detroit for, I think, the next three games. Then they'll come back here. Hopefully they can pull out this and force them to have to come back to Tampa. So we'll see what happens there. Also, if you want to check out some more big boy hockey, you check out the Canadian series with Ottawa and Montreal. As well as, you got Winnipeg playing Anaheim. They're down, 0-3 in the series, which sucks. They played their first playoff game in 19 years in Winnipeg. Would have been nice to see them get the win there, but no cigar. Speaking of, yes, so in the other one is another one to watch is been a very fucking awesome game. Games, Calgary Flames and Vancouver. I'm really pulling for Calgary. And you got Minnesota. Who's Minnesota playing? I'd like to see Minnesota get the win. Who are they fucking playing? Minnesota and the Jerkies. Are they playing the Jerkies? No, they're not playing the Jerkies. They're playing St. Louis. They'll have Game 4 going on tomorrow night. Pulling from Minnesota, I'm going to tell you who I want. Okay, obviously Tampa Bay, Detroit, you want Tampa Bay. You got Washington and New York Islanders. I want New York Islanders, not the Rangers. Nashville, Chicago, I would have liked to see Nashville win. Vancouver, Calgary, I want to take Calgary. New York, Pittsburgh, I really don't care. Don't like either of those teams. Montreal, Ottawa, obviously want Ottawa. Fuck Montreal. Anaheim, Winnipeg, I'd like to see Winnipeg, but I don't think they're going to. They're down 0-3, so I don't think they're going to win four straight. And then St. Louis and Minnesota, which I'd like to see Minnesota take that. So we'll see. Obviously, the big name here is Tampa Bay. That's who we want to see. And they're not playing bad. You know, they've missed. Sorry, I'm hitting the fucking mic here. They missed they missed one open net, which they should have had. But what can you do? I probably couldn't hit an open net standing right in front of it and throwing the puck in. So what can you do? So what do we have? What else do we have? MLB, right? MLB's getting hot and heavy, and by that I mean not too much. Been watching a lot of baseball, a lot of Rays games. Rays currently sitting on fourth. They're 6-7. Playing first place Red Sox. They're 8-5, so one of those records will change by the end of the night. Then you've got the Yankees in third with 6-7, going 6-7. Technically a tie between Rays, Yankees, and I believe Baltimore. No, Toronto, I'm sorry. But the tiebreakers, you know, they're all sitting at 6-7, though. Rays, last five games, they're 1-4, which does not inspire confidence. Alex Cobb, pitcher there, still working on that forearm tendonitis. He'll be doing some pitching, you know, just with a catcher, just kind of tossing it around a little bit. So he'll be doing that Friday. As for him coming back, he's obviously going to do some time in the minor leagues before he comes back. Hopefully early May and not late, hopefully. We'll see how that goes. The Rays start their series with the Sox tonight. Last I checked, they were down 1-0 to the Bo Sox. Big Poppy's out there. David Ortiz got into a little shouting match with one of the umpires yesterday, and they're going to give him a one-game suspension. Yep. Boston still up 1-0, bottom of the fifth, one out. Boston at bat. So, yes, what did New York do? New York's going up against Detroit. I know there's a lot of fucking guys from up north, okay? A lot of guys from up north. That's why I focus on Boston, Yankees, and obviously your Rays. Oh, there goes that guy. Hear that? Nature. I'm out in nature. Can you believe it? I can. That guy is so fucking annoying. When I first started recording, that guy started fucking screeching. You know how many fucking minutes I had to cut? Seconds? It's ridiculous. NFL. What's going on with the NFL, folks? I think the big news at this point is Tebow getting signed to Philly. Basically, at this point, fourth string quarterback. They got four quarterbacks on their team. Sam Bradford obviously picked him up in a trade with St. Louis. Nick Foles. Sam Bradford went to Philly. Then on the roster, they re-signed Mark Sanchez at the beginning of the offseason. And they have Matt Barkley, I believe, drafted. When did he get drafted? Last year, year before, from USC. He hasn't seen too much fucking time on the field. As for Tebow, you know, like at this point, everyone's shitting on him, which I used to be a big fan of doing. I would do that all day. Shitting on Tebow was like a pastime for me. It's all I did. Mostly just because of his play. And if he was smart, he'd say, okay, I'll switch to, let me, you know, do some running plays. I'll run it back. Oh, right across the fucking net. Run it back, fullback, tight end, something like that. Because he's been working with some quarterback coaches and stuff to see if he can tighten up his game. But, you know, I read this fucking, you know my feelings on fucking Pete Prisco. You know my feelings on him. So Tony, he wrote an article that I read that I kind of thought was shitty. And maybe it's just because he wrote it. Usually I'm all aboard the shitty on Tebow train, but not when when fucking Prisco writes something. I just think he's a douchebag. I just think he's a douche. Less things that he said, I think he's a cunt. So yes, he wrote something basically saying he's not good, this and that, which he's a great athlete, you know. Still think Jaguars should have signed to put some asses in the seats there. But they decided not to. I really think that would have been a smart idea for them to pick him up right there. You know, Jacksonville, close enough. But they didn't. So what can he do? He's in Philly now. I don't think you'll hear the cries like you did in New York. Because Philly's not, they're not that big of babies when it comes to, you know, they're assholes, but they're not babies. Buying billboards and stuff. I hope not. Don't fucking buy a billboard. What are you? It's a fucking billion-dollar business. Do you think they're going to take your advice because you're sitting on the fucking couch and you think you know the game? Are you out of your fucking mind? You got to be fucking absolutely nuts if you think they're going to listen to fans. Absolutely fucking nuts. So keep your mouth shut. Save your money. For God's sake. So yeah, we'll see what happens if he even makes the team, but obviously that's the big news. Other big news, Bucks talking about possibly that number one draft pick being up for trade, which isn't a bad idea, you know. You trade that first pick, you get maybe an early to mid-round first-round pick, then something 3-4, maybe get pick up another second-round pick. As well as maybe like a 4 and 5, because that's going to be a big pick for a team that wants Jameis Winston. That's what it comes down to. And then you pick up, I think, what's his name, Brett Hundley, something like that. I believe that's his name, quarterback from UCLA. Another guy who's below Winston and Mariota on the QB pecking order. When it comes to who's the top QBs in the draft here coming out of college. So I'd go with that. I'd go with fucking trade it. Fucking trade it. They said they're going to take when draft time comes, which it is not this weekend, but next Friday. Not this coming Friday. Next Friday. They said they're going to take every last second of the clock, see if they can get a possible trade coming out. Which, like I said, get that, you know, mid-round pick, pick up UCLA QB there, then you know, stack your fucking line. I think your running backs is set. Get some cornerbacks, stack those linebackers. Just put a lot of people, a lot of guys that can do stuff. Because the ones you got out there now did not prove that they deserve to be on the field. I mean, I guess, you know, they work hard, but from what we saw, it wasn't pretty. It was not pretty. Not pretty. So we'll see what the Bucks do. But it's getting close to the draft. And so we'll see what's to come. Obviously, they need stories. They need shit to talk about. So they're going to – anything's going to be said at this point. Anything. Now, currently at this point, about 45 minutes ago, they finally released the 2015 schedule for every team. Kicking off the season, it will be New England Patriots. Obviously, the Super Bowl winner always starts the season off, and they'll be playing up against their Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers. As for the Bucks, they start their season on the 13th against Tennessee Titans. 425 for that. It's going to be broadcast. We're going to get that shit, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to get a Thursday night game there in week 15 against St. Louis. Their schedule does not look tough. It's depending on how New Orleans comes out with Houston. Let me go down it, okay? first week to the last week. Here we go. Tennessee, at New Orleans, at Houston, at home against Carolina, at home against Jacksonville, at Washington, at Atlanta, at home against New York, at home Dallas, in Philadelphia, in Indianapolis, home against Atlanta, home against New Orleans, at St. Louis, at home against Chicago, and playing, ending the season January 3rd against Carolina. So, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, you look at, it's tough to say with division it was last year with New Orleans, Carolina, and Atlanta, and Tampa, all of them. When you got a playoff team going in below 500, like, that's your division winner. It's not that tough of a division, so it's tough to say that they're going to have that same fucking grundlefuck. Is that a thing? Grundlefuck. That's what we're going to call it when a division is just a mess. It's a real grundlefuck over there in the NFC South. Just a real grundlefuck. So, yeah, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Washington, St. Louis, those are all very beatable teams. And again, in New York, Dallas, Philadelphia, they're playing all fucking NFC East there, back to back to back. And then, yeah, Indianapolis obviously may not win that one. Chicago, we'll see what happens in Chicago and sees if they can do something. So, yeah, there's your schedule. Nothing too exciting. I mean, the Dallas game will be fun. Philly, we'll see who they end up with. But nothing too nutty. No games that I'm like, I have to go to. I have to pay $120 to sit in 98-degree weather in the middle of fucking August, September, November. That Florida heat. No, thank you. But who knows? That may change. That may change. Let me jump on over to soccer. You guys like soccer, right? Of course you do. Of course you do. We're going to start with the MLS. Orlando City got the shit kicked out of them. Right now they're sitting at fifth, tied with Columbus. Columbus Crew, as they call them, both have 8 points. Orlando City just lost their last game against Columbus, 3-0, and they'll be playing Toronto the 26th, which is this weekend. So check that game out. they haven't been doing too well. Well, they beat Portland the week before. Just haven't been able to get anything going. A lot of tie, win, loss, tie, loss, win, loss. Just back and forth. They can't seem to get anything get anything rolling there for the team. There he goes again. Ring that fucker's neck. So maybe they can get something going against Toronto, even though, I don't know. We'll see. They got promise. They got promise. So why don't I jump on over to the National American Soccer League. The Rowdies, if you will. They sit in fifth, just behind the Carolina RailHawks. Who also, they're tied with 4 points. Both have a win, draw, and a loss. Rowdies aren't doing too much as well. They won that first game 3-1 against San Antonio. Draw against Minnesota, nothing, and then lost to the New York Cosmos this week. Saturday, they'll be playing against the Jacksonville Armada, so we'll see if maybe they can get some. That's a home game as well, so get out there, support your local soccer club. That's what's going on in sports, man. Also, if you like soccer, you're paying attention to the Premier League. Man U sitting at third with 65 points, just behind Arsenal, who has 66, and Chelsea, who has only lost 2 games in the season, only 7 draws, and they got 76, so they probably won't be caught I'm still trying to figure out how all that works and stuff in the UEFA league there, which are the best from all the European leagues and stuff like that. It's a confusing thing. Or maybe it's not. Maybe I just don't know. I'm an idiot. Well, I'm not. I am, but not in this case. I feel like I just don't. It's not something I'm used to. It's fucking like, I don't know how many games. It's ridiculous. And, you know, they're on one week, they're off the next, and they're fucking at 7 in the morning here. How am I supposed to fucking pay attention? And the only station that shows it is NBC. They got to deal with the Premier League, so they're the only ones that show it. So, I'm trying to get into that more, but who can wake up at 7 on a Saturday to watch the game? Not me. Not this guy. Lightning still 1-0. Detroit's up. So we'll see where that ends up. You'll know before you hear this. By the time you hear this, you'll be just calming down from the celebration from the night before. I sound like I've been fucking drinking, but I swear it's only half a beer. Half a beer, folks. So I think that's going to do it. Nice calm show. Nice calm show. Not much going on. Draft's coming up. Hockey ball. You got basketball if you like basketball. I don't know who's doing what. Boston Cavaliers. Boston's losing. They're going to probably lose tonight. Be down 2-0 in the series there. I feel like this is just something that popped into my head. I feel like my work, my place of employment, is harboring child slaves, because when I go to the bathroom, there's just piss and shit fucking every... Like, how can a grown fucking man walk into a bathroom and piss all over the floor that fucking bad? How is that possible? How is it possible that half of the contents of your bladder end up on the fucking floor in front of the toilet? Not to the side, not like they got a wacky penis and they're just pointing it straight down. You know, it's not like they got a fucking curved penis and it's just spraying on the wall. No, it's a fucking floor in front of it. Fucking, if you have that much goddamn trouble, fucking sit down. Sit down and angle it straight down. Just fucking do it, because it's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. It's ridiculous. Oh, fools. I'm a mess, people. I'm falling apart. Got a doctor's appointment Thursday. Check out my wrists all fucked up. My knees hurting. My ass. I pulled something in my ass trying to make a play while playing kickball. I did not make that play, so it was all for nothing. Still looked cool. But yeah, I'm just falling apart. I'm just falling fucking apart. So, with that being said, I will bid you adieu. I hope your last 2 weeks have been good. Did you get anything good for Record Store Day? You pick up something nice? Did you get that brand new album that I wanted? Were you one of those people? I was not. I sprang for some other fucking stuff. And also sitting in line to check out for 45 minutes was really fun. I don't want to sound like a cunt. I don't want to sound like one of those people. But it's getting to mainstream. It used to be special releases, and now it's just re-releases. They're all just fucking re-releases. Some of them are worth it. Some of them are exactly what they were when they were first fucking released. Which gives people who, you know, can't afford to pay $100, $200, $300 for, you know, the first pressing or something like that to come out and get it. But it's just, there's too many people, and... You know, some people, there's a guy in front of me, behind me or whatever, spending $400, $500, $600. It's not necessary. This is why ISIS exists. See? He agrees with me. I'm going to assume whenever I say something and he makes a noise, he's agreeing with me. There's a drone overhead. There's a drone, folks. And again, with that being said... With the drone flying overhead. I'm going to call it a night here. Start of the third period here. Tampa Bay up on shots, 15-14. Detroit up on the scoreboard, and that's the only one that matters. 1-0. Series tied, 1-1. I'm going to go finish this game nice and quietly by myself without me talking to you and interrupting the podcast by going, "Oh, you cunt. Oh, you should have made," you know, you don't need to hear that. You've heard enough. I always start out trying to make these short, and then I ramble for fucking ever. So, folks, what is it, ABBA Day or something coming up? Wildlife Day? ABBA? Fauna? That kind of stuff? Go out there, dudes, plant a tree, or cut one down, and make a birdhouse out of it. But take it easy, everyone. Be good, be safe. Go Lightning, you cunts.
Stonk it.